Now, Northern Ireland's police chief says he's deeply sorry about two industrial-scale breaches of internal data revealing information about officers and staff. The PSNI's chief constable, Simon Byrne, has set up a unit to help staff. Most worryingly is an unverified claim that dissident Republicans have the information too. To hear more, we're joined by Freya McClemens, who's Northern editor of the Irish Times. Good morning. How much weight are people attaching to this claim about dissidents within the Republican movement saying they have this information?
Well, I think when we're talking about security of police staff and civilian members, and particularly given the background of the security threat that still exists in the north, people will be taking this very seriously. But I mean, important to stress that, so Simon Byrne, when he outlined in the press conference yesterday that dissident Republicans claim they're in possession of this information, the stress was on that word claim. Simon Byrne has said that the PSNI have not yet been able to verify the substance of this claim. So whether they have it or they don't, they just don't know. But they said their early worst case scenario is that third parties, so dissident Republicans, would attempt to get this data to intimidate, corrupt, or indeed cause harm to our officers and staff. So they have to respond to that on that basis. Simon Byrne saying, as we speak, we're advising officers and staff about how to deal with that and any further risk that they face, and stressing really very much that their priority is to be aware of this safety and the welfare challenges as well. You know, not just the concrete safety concerns, but just again that this will add to the concern, the worry, and the fear already being expressed by police staff in the wake of this breach.
Normally, such sensitive information could be encrypted, not shareable, and not accessible by a junior member of staff. But obviously, none of those things happened in this case. What did the PSNI have to say about such a serious lapse?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Simon Byrne sort of very much taking responsibility for this and clear to apologise for this, and that this shouldn't have happened. But it was interesting yesterday that initially you mentioned that the junior member of staff, that the former Justice Minister Naomi Long had said that this was her understanding, that this was how it had happened, albeit then that there should have been sort of checks and balances first, further up the chain. But Simon Byrne, the chief constable, talking yesterday about a systemic failure, that all these checks and balances and things had failed. And one of the things that was mentioned, obviously this is all now the subject of investigation by the police and by the Information Commissioner's Office as to how this could have happened. But one of the things that was talked about yesterday is just that what you would have thought would have been the very simple measure of simply spreadsheets not being allowed to be emailed within the police so that this can't happen, that this kind of sensitive data be put on something like a PDF document instead, which begs the question, why were these processes not in place in the first place?
And finally and briefly, what about compensation for those affected?
Yeah. This is something that has been raised in the wake of this. At this stage, we just don't know, but the potential is that this could run to millions of pounds because of the loss of data that individuals named, and we're talking more than 10,000 individuals in theory could take cases in regard to this. There may well be other financial implications, for example, a fine from the Information Commissioner's Office. Given how stretched PSNI budgets are already, how the PSNI would seek to pay a fine of that magnitude, or indeed cope with compensation claims, or indeed the legal claims that this would attract, we just don't know. But I mean, that's quite clearly going to be one of the many consequences that are going to flow from all of this.
Okay, Freya McClemens of the Irish Times, thanks very much for joining us. The time is now 7:25.